Hey everyone, Tony Thaxton here. A couple of quick notes before the show starts today. First off, happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. Another year goes by and I appreciate the support you've given the show over the last 3+ years. And to celebrate all of that, let's talk about Black Friday or Cyber Monday, whichever you celebrate in your house. From now until the end of Monday, November 28th, you can get 50% off all pins, stickers, and magnets from the online store. 50%. That's the biggest discount I've ever offered here. So to get that deal, go to the store at bizarrealbums.com and enter promo code BIZARRE50 at checkout. But that's not it. For reasons that I won't bore you with, there's a second store at bizarrealbums.com. And that one is just for the special 100th episode artwork that my pal Alex Robinson of the Star Wars Minute podcast did for me. It's the Sgt. Pepper's cover parody that features so many of the cast of characters that have appeared on the show before. And you can find that web store at the bottom of the bizarrealbums.com homepage. Just click on the 100th episode merch store, and there you'll find discounts on that design on t-shirts, mugs, and so many other accessories. That store is operated by Threadless, and there's no promo code needed for the discount. You can get t-shirts for as cheap as $15. And that particular sale ends on November 23rd at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I know that's a lot of information I gave you, so let me just recap real quick. BizarreAlbums.com, at the bottom, the 100th episode merch store. Click on that. You can get a discount on that particular design on shirts, mugs, whatever, no promo code needed. You can also click just the store link at BizarreAlbums.com near the top of the page, and in the online store, if you want to buy pins, stickers, or magnets, enter the promo code BIZARRE50 and get 50% off. So I hope that wasn't too confusing, and now that that's out of the way, since it's a holiday week here in the US, today's episode of the show is actually an older Bizarre Singles episode that I originally had posted in Thanksgiving of 2020. It's about James Brown pseudonyms and a history of mashed potato songs. Yeah, you heard me right.
Plus, some new additional content. Tony forgot to mention that part.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Now on with the show. Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great
song.
But I also love those strange songs that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre
Singles.
Hello and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I know this has certainly been a strange year. It's not a normal Thanksgiving. So I hope you're at least safe and doing something to enjoy yourself today. Safely and with a mask, of course. Let's get going. So Christmas music is obviously a huge part of Christmas, and not as plentiful, but Halloween also has its share of songs as well. No? No Monster Mash clip. All right. I've covered both of these holidays a fair amount in the roughly
3 years
I've been doing this show. But for as big of a holiday as Thanksgiving is in America, there's a serious lack of Thanksgiving music.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
Yes, there's a little bit out there, but not much. I stumbled into a song recently, and it's not technically a Thanksgiving song, but it seemed fitting, so I'm just going with it today. So let's get into it. For years, successful musicians have, for one reason or another, released music under an alias. Sometimes it's because artists want to make something completely different than what they're known for. Sometimes it has to do with what was allowed in record contracts.
Well, you're a good man, and I'm proud, and you was wounded in the war. And now you shot some people down, you're still a good man, I'm proud.
Artists like XTC, Green Day, U2, Garth Brooks, even Freddie Mercury, released music under a fake name. And yes, don't worry, a Chris Gaines episode
already happened.
You don't have to email me on that one. But today I'm going to be talking about another artist who, back in 1960, released a single under an alias, James Brown.
That's a James Brown lyric. He wrote that shit.
As early as 1959, James Brown had popularized the mashed potato dance. He did the dance regularly at his shows. Way back on the D.D. King episode of The Main Show, I talked about D.D. Sharp's Mashed Potato Time song. And that song served as one of the songs the Monster Mash would be parodying. See? Found a way to work in the Monster Mash.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
Because of its popularity, Brown wanted to record an instrumental song based on the dance. So in December of 1959, James Brown and his band entered Dukoff Studios in Miami, Florida. And they recorded a song called parentheses do the end parentheses mashed potatoes. It's kind of an instrumental, as you can hear. It features yelling about not just mashed potatoes, but other kinds of potato preparations. You know, a Thanksgiving staple. At the time, Brown was under contract with King Records, but the head of King Records, Sid Nathan, wouldn't release the song. So Brown took matters into his own hands. He went to his friend Henry Stone, the head of the label Dade Records, about releasing the song. Stone was nervous, feeling like he was double-crossing Nathan. But he ended up letting Brown and his band record the song at his studio. The single would be released in February of 1960, and because it was done in secret, the song was credited to Nat Kendrick and the Swans. Kendrick was actually the drummer who was playing with James Brown at the time. That is Brown shouting at the beginning of the song, by the way. But after that, his voice is mixed very low intentionally to try and keep it secret. A local radio DJ named Carlton King Coleman overdubbed vocals on top of Brown's. Coleman even gets the vocal credit on the single's label. The song was written by Brown, who also plays piano on the song. But the songwriting credit goes to Desi Rosier, which is actually just James Brown under a fake name. The single was actually a top 10 hit and actually sold over a million copies. But that's just part one. That's the A side. The B side of the single is Do the Mashed Potatoes, part two. Brown and his band later recorded other singles as Nat Kendrick and the Swans, but none of them were anywhere nearly as successful. Sid Nathan eventually found out about these and ended up allowing Brown to release future instrumentals on King Records, starting with the 1961 single, Hold It. In 1962, Brown would have another mashed potatoes themed hit with the single Mashed Potatoes USA.
Yeah, I am in a battle game. I'm gonna mash potatoes. I'm gonna start by going to New York City, which is number one. I'm going to
And not as successful, but several other mashed potato theme songs, like Mashed Potato 66.
Mashed potato, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Mashed Potato Popcorn in 1969.
Mashed Potato Popcorn! Do the mashed potato popcorn now. Shake your hips up. And let your back won't slip. Come on now.
And that's going to do it for today. Go and eat yourself some mashed potatoes. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.